Welcome to this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. What is an agri-hood? It's an agricultural neighborhood, for short, and it's an emerging trend in residential development in the United States. The first example of that in Arkansas is taking shape in Bentonville. We'll discuss the project known as Red Barn a little bit later, but first, some employment numbers from the architecture and engineering industries. That's the industry focus of the latest issue of the Business Journal. Hit newsstands this week. It features the annual list of the largest architecture and engineering firms. The list is ranked by the number of local employees working in Northwest Arkansas. With 187 local employees in its Bentonville headquarters, Harrison French & Associates, or HFA, took the top spot on our list for the seventh year in a row. HFA, which also has offices in Texas and Massachusetts, added 20 new employees in Northwest Arkansas in the past year, an increase of almost 12%. One of the fastest-growing firms on our list is HP Engineering of Rogers. The business increased its staff by 33% in the past year, adding 9 new employees in Northwest Arkansas. The company also has offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and just recently opened an office in the Dallas area. We've got more on HP Engineering co-founders Bill Hodge and Brandon Pinkerton in the current issue. Just go to nwabusinessjournal.com and click on the digital version to read that story and more. All right, when we come back, I've got an interview with Ramsey Ball. He's a longtime commercial real estate broker in Northwest Arkansas, who is now the principal broker for Green Circle Projects. The Missouri-based development and property management firm is nearing completion of an agricultural neighborhood in Bentonville called Red Barn. We'll get more details after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Don't go away.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
On the cover of our current issue of the Business Journal, we've got details of Arkansas's first agri-hood. Now in development about a mile north of the square in downtown Bentonville along Northwest A Street. In the simplest explanation, an agri-hood is a residential community with an urban farm as part of the property. The Urban Land Institute says the idea of focusing on food within real estate projects can, quote, translate into enhancements to health, environmental sustainability, and the bottom line. Green Circle Projects, a development and property management company based in Springfield, Missouri, is the company behind the agri-hood, called Red Barn. It's so named for a distinctive red barn on the southeast corner of the property. Here's more now from Ramsey Ball, who's the new principal broker for Green Circle Projects. Take a listen.
Red Barn is a 138-unit multifamily project. The design is an Ozark vernacular, so it adheres to the region as far as the history. It's located very close to a number of trails, mountain bike trails, other trails. The really unique feature of it is that it's an agri-hood. An agri-hood includes farming there. There's a high-intensity farm and pasturing for chickens, maybe some other farm animals. The farm itself will have high tunnels and other facilities to produce incredible amount of produce from a fairly small area.
Right, and that's an impact for the local food economy, right, kind of the farm-to-table movement?
Oh, absolutely. And so it's grown here. Will be distributed to restaurants, to shareholders potentially in the farm. It looks like there might be an opportunity for folks to invest in the farm and be able to get, you know, produce packages back out of it.
There'll
be a farm
subscription service.
Yeah, subscription service, community farming, and there'll be a farm stand there, kind of like that I used to see in my youth, where there'd be a stand and there might be eggs or tomatoes there, and you could walk up and get what you wanted and leave payment there, kind of the honor system. And there'll be an opportunity for residents to volunteer and work on the farm. It's not community garden where everyone has a plot there. It's very much curated with folks that are experts in the area. And so there'll be an opportunity for people to learn, not only with Red Barn, but throughout the community. And there'll be a number of events there with music and farming and food. So it'll be a very, very unique project.
Right, and so that term agrihood, you know, short for agricultural neighborhood, you may not be widely known, but what is this idea in response to? Why are we seeing this residential development, urban neighborhood, urban agrihood in Bentonville? Why are we seeing this pop up?
Well, people, it's something that's fresh. It's you can see it around the country in some areas. It's definitely fits in with the direction of the community. A lot of focus here with things like Brightwater. Walmart itself has, you know, a focus on food. They're the largest supermarket in the U.S. But it fits in with the natural environment here. And there's always been a wonderful food culture in Northwest Arkansas. It's grown a lot of companies here, such as Tyson or Allen's Canning or different folks that were involved in the, you know, food market economy here. And it's just fun to see it get back to some of the basics and be able to teach people about agriculture and hands-on environment. So it sure beats your normal swimming pool and tanning bed for an apartment complex.
You know, the developer Green Circle Projects is based in Springfield, Missouri, and you obviously thought so much of their work and what they're doing and their sustainability efforts that you have joined them as their broker in Northwest Arkansas. Tell us a little bit about the company.
So the company is, you know, very visionary in their approach to living and lifestyle and communities. Focused on sustainability and healthiness and well-being, typically, you know, around trails and other areas that people can bike or walk to work. Matt O'Reilly is the founder, very passionate about these type of projects, and so strong background in the environment and supportive of things that help the environment. So established an office in Bentonville not too long ago, and working on Red Barn and other projects. It's a great group of folks.
The farm at Red Barn is expected to harvest hundreds of pounds of produce every week, with the first round expected by May. The residential units will be coming online in phases from April through June. For more, check out the cover story in the current issue of the Business Journal. It's on newsstands and online at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have today. We'll be back with another Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report on Sunday here on Ozarks at Large. Until then, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.